The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on May 3rd, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more information, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Doug, on location in Indiana. Tonight, Brian Klein joins us to warm us up for the Ohio Paranormal Convention. Later, we talk doppelgangers with Tina Foster. And finally, we discuss alien experiences with Barbara Lamb. Intro may have sounded kind of weird because Doug and Bonnie are on location this weekend, and I am in the studio. Doug, are you there?
I am here, and I am raring to go. This is the this is the perfect ending to a perfect weekend, is doing Ghostly Talk, and I really appreciate you for holding the fort there in the Haunted Warren Winery while we're, you know, traveling back home.
Well, yeah, actually, we were supposed to have a couple of guest hosts tonight, but, you know, it's kind of a bummer. Devin was going to be here, one of our oldest listeners, our buddy Devin. He was going to come out, and he was going to be on this side of the state, well, this part of town, actually, and he was going to come in here and help guest host the show tonight, but he got kind of sick last night because, long story short, he wasn't feeling too well, so he had to go back home. So we're wishing him a speedy recovery from us here at Ghostly Talk, and hopefully he feels better, and hopefully we'll be able to have you on the show sometime here. Live, Devin, to come and hang out with us. So we're looking forward to that down the road. Keith was supposed to be the famous Keith, one of our unsung heroes here, was supposed to be on the show too. And he hasn't, the allergies. He called me earlier and was like, "Oh man, my allergies are flaring up." And I'm like, "You know what? I'm having the same problem because today Amber and I were out at the bookstore and I was sniffling the whole time we were in there. It was driving me crazy." So, yeah, we're all feeling the bite here of, the nice weather that's coming. We're happy about that. But at the same time, some of us had to deal with some of the side effects of the nice weather. And Keith is dealing with that. So he'll probably be joining us down the road, sometime down the road. He's always fun to have here, too. But you guys are in Indiana. What's going on down there?
Well, we've been a lot of cool stuff. We got to see, now, the incredible Ghost Man of the Ghost Man and Dina Hunter show.
Another one of our oldest friends, yeah.
Exactly. John, he is expecting, and this weekend was the baby shower.
Hey, Doug, so, Doug, before we get rolling any further, your phone, I don't know what happened. It sounded really good before the show, but now it's cutting in and out and stuff like that. Are you in a dead zone or something?
I don't know. We're in near downtown Indianapolis. It should be fine.
Well, I hate to say it. Okay, what? I think we can run with it. Okay, it sounds better now. Maybe
maybe it jumped a cell tower or something.
All right, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
Oh, so we had the baby showers this weekend. And so of course, Bonnie called me up, what, 2 weeks ago or three, and said, I know you don't normally need an excuse to go to Indianapolis or anything, but there is a reason to go. And she laid it on me, and I'm like, oh, we are so there. So there. So we went down to Indy, and it turns out we got to talk quite a bit about, you know, about ghost hunting and about paranormal stuff, and as well as enjoy the festivities of the weekend, including cupcakes. And we surprised the ghost man.
Well, I heard that. Yeah, I heard.
We did not know we were coming.
Yeah, I heard the Amber told me that over the weekend that he had no idea you guys were coming down. And he kind of surprised him.
Yeah, it was, and he did a double take at the door and everything. It was a picture perfect moment, but we didn't actually film it. and we didn't think it was going to be that. I mean, we knew he'd be surprised, but we didn't know it was going to be that visually appealing. You know, his surprise. It was a literal double take. Absolutely amazing. And so we surprised him. We got to see his current existing kids. We got to visit with Stacy and see the belly ever growing, which is just so incredible. I mean, new life is to be celebrated.
Cool. It's been an interesting weekend here also. I'm sure we're going to hear more about your weekend. I got to tell this story, though. You guys are going to absolutely die when you hear this. As you guys know, an old friend of mine, Jim Dobjahowski, real good friend of mine. We go way back with Jim. And Bonnie, you know Jim also. We all used to come and kind of hang out when I lived with Jim before I bought the winery here, before I bought all this, the acreage and acreage of the winery here. I lived with my friend Jim for a year, I've known Jim for the better part of about 11 years now. And we've always kept in touch, even though, you know, even when I moved out, we kept in touch and we've always been friends ever since then. Well, he met a wonderful girl named Amy, about 3 years ago. And he decided to take the plunge and marry her. He's going to marry her.
No.
Yeah, I know. But Jim's a great guy. He's cool. And he wanted to marry this young lady, right? So, and he sent me the invitation a while back, right? And I looked at it and said, okay, great. Yeah, first weekend of May, no problem at all. I'll be there. And, yeah, we're good to go, right? So, last night, you know, now, as you guys know, and, you know, Amber's going to take hits for this, Bonnie and Doug, you know, my girlfriend Amber, you know, absolutely the most wonderful person in the world, but she says this herself. She's a bad girl. Not a bad girl as in, like naughty stuff.
I'm a naughty boy, but
yeah.
She's
a bad girl as in she's not a very, there's not a good way to say this. She's not girly.
Oh.
There you go. She's not girly. She can be, and I mean that in a good way. You know, she likes kind of being a tomboy still, right? And
yeah.
You know, she's not big. She's never been into makeup. She's never worn makeup as long as I've known her. And she's a jeans and t-shirts kind of gal, just like I'm a jeans and t-shirts kind of guy. And
but wear makeup.
Well, yeah, I wear makeup every once in a while, right? So,
and he uses all of the body care procedures and lotions. And
yeah, pound for pound, I'm probably more of a girl than she is because I'm really big into the moisturizers and the tonics and all that great stuff. But
and you look fabulous for it.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. I appreciate that. So, basically, you know, we had to get we have to get dressed up. It's a wedding, you know. And, she, picked up some new stuff for that, right? And we were, the reception was at 6 p.m., right? Couldn't make it to the wedding because we had stuff going on during the day, but the reception was at 6 p.m., so I wanted to make sure I'd go there and congratulate Jim and give him a great wedding present and all that stuff. So, you know, I get in there and I shower and I get my suit on and I'm, okay, fine, whatever. And, you know, as you guys know, I don't like dressing up either, but, you know, it's what you do. It's respectful. So, you know, I get done with my thing. I put my clothes on. I'm like, come on, Amber, we have to get going. She's like, I've 10 more minutes. I have to get going. You know, I have to get ready here. And she's trying to put her makeup on, trying to curl her hair and all this stuff. And just before we were getting ready to leave, she was just dolloping on the last, bit of mascara or whatever the hell it is. And I look at the invitation, you know, and I just want, because I want to make sure I had the right directions and stuff to get to the hall and stuff for the banquet center for the reception. And I look at the thing and it says, you know, blah, 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 blah. We'll be getting married on May
9th, 2009. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're a week early.
Yeah. So you guys can only imagine the look on my face when I have to go up to my better half and tell her that all this work she put in there, she's in high heels, the works, right? And I have to tell her, yeah, there's no wedding to go to tonight because I screwed up and looked at the wrong date.
All dressed up and no place to go.
Literally. You know, you hear that all the time, but this was literally all dressed up and nowhere to go. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, so this is what's up. She's like, well, I need a smoke. And I'm like, well, so do I. So do I. So we go outside, and I go, all right, so what do I have to do to get myself out of the doghouse on this one? Because this has got to be one of my all-time worst blunders I've ever done, right? Which, considering it, I guess I'm not that bad of a guy because this isn't horrible, but it was a really stupid thing. I should have just looked at the image. Well, you know, I hate that cursive writing. I can't read that cursive writing stuff they put on there. Why can't they just put, like, Arial or, like, Courier font? Just something simple that says, be here at this time and we're going to rock out, you know? But they have to, like, make the elegant, though. So-and-so and so-and-so will be married on, they'll be wedded in matrimony on this day. And you can just hear somebody reading that crap and just, oh, you know, I just blew through it and didn't look at the date and I got hit. So, short story on this whole thing, I took Amber to the record store and I bought her a CD. And then I whisked her over to one of our favorite restaurants that you guys both know that Amber loves very much. It's an F and a D starts with.
Yeah.
And we ate till our heart's content, which I'll probably be paying for at Weight Watchers this coming Tuesday. And then we just cruised around and kind of had a nice night, visited my folks and stuff like that. And I also put gas in her car for her, too, just because I felt bad. I did that for her today, too. So that was my big weekend. I had these huge plans to go to this wedding, and there was no wedding to go to. So I'm sure I'm not the only person in the world that's done this, but I feel like I'm pretty much an idiot right now when it comes to that thing. But Amber was a good sport about it, though, and she didn't she didn't kill me too bad. Let's just put it this way. I woke up this morning. I didn't wake up with a pillow over my face. I woke up this morning, and I'm still here. I'm happy, and I'm healthy. And next weekend, my buddy Jim Dobie, we like to call him, will be getting married to Amy, a wonderful girl. And I'll be reporting on that, I guess, because it's supposed to be a big old party next weekend with a lot of old friends and stuff like that. So next weekend, I'll give the official report on my buddy Jim getting married, but not this weekend. I can't believe I did that. So there was my weekend, guys. How's everything else going besides what you mentioned already down there in Indiana?
Well, personally, I think that's a brilliant story. I absolutely love it. And if anybody was a week early to anything, I would expect it to be you. So I think that sort of fits, actually. Yeah, it kind of fits. I think that's awesome. And I would have loved to have seen the look on Amber's face.
Well, I actually called Jim also. And you know, he's so busy. He's usually hard to get on the phone, but I called him and I went to voicemail. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to forget about this thing, you know? And, he actually called me back a few minutes later. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm at work, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I got a funny story to tell you. You know? And, he was like, what? What'd you do, dude? I can't believe you did that. I'm like, you know, I just looked at the thing and said, for some reason it cemented into my brain that it was the first weekend of May, and I just locked that in and made all the plans around that without looking at the thing, you know. And he's like, oh, God, jeez, oh, Pete, man. He's like, well, next weekend, be there. So, yeah, I actually told Jim about it, too. But, yeah. In my everlasting quest to be over-prepared for everything, I have made the ultimate. Now, there's no one that's got it on me. I am the most prepared person in the world because I planned for I was going to go to a wedding a week early. No one's got that on me, I don't think.
No, I totally dig it. I actually think that is by far one of the coolest things I've ever heard. I mean, it just fits my image of you, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I just, what I would have loved to have seen the look on Amber's face. That's my regret.
It was just the eye sinking kind of thing, and the big smile on her face, and I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work. I could get scalped right now. You know, I don't know what's going to happen here. But luckily, she was a good sport about it. I cut you guys off, though. How's it, what else? Anything else happening there in Indiana?
Oh, we had, we watched several haunting shows. There was, you know, haunted history things. I actually, now I've seen 99.999% of them. Oh, excuse me. And when they finally got to, was it Haunted Gettysburg?
Yeah.
They did the one on Gettysburg. Well, I had seen it several times. And so I was just so exhausted from playing with the boys and from
drinking
and from all that stuff, you know, the normal weekend party stuff, I passed out. And a half hour later, they sort of, somebody said something to me, and evidently I mumbled and moaned or something, and then ended up, I just went to bed without saying anything to anyone. I just, like, I stood up, I went in the kitchen, like I was going to go get a soda, which, of course, everybody knows that I do that a lot. And but instead, I just went to bed.
Never mind.
I didn't mean to make a sound there, but somebody took my pump I wanted. So I'm really angry about that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just gonna go into this one. Anyway, the
we're doing it. Yeah, this is so great. We're talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I didn't come to bed because I was literally so exhausted that I couldn't even watch a Haunted History special. That's pretty exhausting.
Yeah, I ended up watching, Role Models last night. Amber and I, when we got back from my folks' house, we ended up watching that film, The Role Models. Amber's trying to break me into these. She's been trying to break me into these comedies. You know, these comedies they put out, they come out every 15 seconds there's a new one, right? With the same actors and the same people, right? And the same plot lines, it seems like. Guy loses girl, guy does crazy stuff, guy gets girl back, right? And things like that. And, yeah, Amber has been trying to break me into these things, and she made me watch The Role Models last night, which in and of itself was a kind of a funny film. I got a kick out of it. But, I'm still trying to get used to these movies. Have you seen that film yet, Doug?
I have not seen that film, and it sounds like my kind of film, but, you know, my kind of movie, because I do indeed watch, if it's a lighthearted comedy or a romantic comedy, if it's got the word comedy in it, it's my kind of film. So I'm shocked that I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a fun film. Okay, I'm not pumping the film, but here's some more motivation for you to see it. It's got a lot of those medieval role player people in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, it's based around a lot of that, like the people that role play and they have the plastic swords and all that crap, and they go out there and then when you hit them in the arm, their arm's got to go behind their body and all. I don't understand, but a lot of it's based around that. And it was a fun film. I got a kick out of it, though. One thing else I want to mention here before I forget, we gotta acknowledge this. It's been on the website since Monday, and this happened, last Sunday. But we hadn't got the news yet, so we couldn't acknowledge it then. But probably, in my opinion, if not the most important. Person in the paranormal, one of the great pioneers of this field, I think, who really, as far as contributing to this field with lots of great books, lots of ideas, passed away last Sunday. And I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about. And that's
Hans Holzer.
Yeah, Hans. And we've had the pleasure of having his daughter Alexandria on the show a couple times, and she's a lot of fun. But her father passed away last week, and I got the news like Monday morning, or I saw something somewhere, and I was like, oh my God. And yeah, the great Hans Holzer. I mean, when you hear that name, I mean, if you're in the, you study the stuff like we have or do, and the name Hans Holzer comes up in conversation, you're like, that's a heavy hitter. That's the heavy hitter right there. He was doing this stuff well before any of us were even a twinkle in our parents' eye, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe not Doug.
Doug, you're a bit older than I think. Well, he was 89 when he passed
away. No. I'm still a bit younger than Hans Holzer.
Well, yeah.
By a year or two.
Hans Holzer passed away, so we wish Alexandria and the whole Holzer family, you know, our deepest condolences, and we hope, you know, that they are going to do okay, and that, you know, they're going to heal from this. But I think Hans Holzer, in general, lived a great life. He lived a great, productive, long life. And when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, really, I think those are the things you look for. Like, what did I do? Did I contribute anything? Did I make any kind of difference? Did I make a dent somewhere? And if you can say yes to something like that, I think really, you know, in my opinion, you can go with a smile, knowing that you contributed to something, right? That's really what, when I think of something, somebody as important as Hans Holzer passing away, I'm assured in my heart that I know his work will be part of Ghostly Talk here for the rest of whatever we do with this thing. Hans Holzer's here. He's here all the time. I mean, we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Hans Holzer, in my opinion. So, you know, rest in peace, Hans Holzer. And, we hope your family and wish them all the greatest, you know, how do you put that? How do you say that without sounding like an idiot? Wish them all the deepest condolences, especially with Alexandria, because she's really cool, and, you know, we know her, and she's a really great girl, too. So, so any thoughts on that, Doug?
I am absolutely flabbergasted. Oh. What?
Hello?
Hang on one second. Bonnie has a message for me, but I can't understand it.
Do that while we're stuck.
Oh, good idea. Yes. I need to get our correct route involved. I think that if, you know, somebody with that much experience, somebody who's been doing this, it was literally a passion for him, for Hans Holzer. It was a passion. I mean, driven not by media, driven not by being the cool thing to do, driven not by MySpace and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was driven by his passion and I mean, he was literally a pioneer in the field, and I respect that completely. And so I will absolutely miss his contributions to the to the field.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's a big thing you mentioned there, Doug. It's just, you know, he was doing this, when this was really not an accepted thing. It really wasn't. People had a big problem with that, and, you know, he was there. He made a career out of it, essentially. He did this his entire life, and that's something that needs to be mentioned, is that he was there way before the MySpaces and all this crap that's out there now and all the media exposure. He was doing this way before us on his own, and that's a big thing. Great point, Doug. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly what I meant. And it's definitely it's a loss to the community. I think that we're going to get through it, and hopefully we will revisit the stuff that he did, learn from his work. He wrote literally hundreds of books, and move on. I mean, that's the best testament that we can do to his memory.
Yeah, I agree, and that's... It's a big thing, and so I hope you guys out there, if you haven't gotten the news yet, and we're the first ones to tell you, show the respect that he deserves, man, because he was somebody that's been around way before any of us. He was responsible for over 130 books. I think if I'm correct, 133 books on the paranormal. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the number from my reading and stuff like that. So he was nobody that just hammered a book together and said, "Yeah, look at me, I'm great." He dove into this thing and lived this thing and wallowed in it, and you don't see that from too many people nowadays. You know, it's hard to spend your life. You know, that's something you look at some people out there that have spent 30 to 40 years on one thing. I mean, like one interest, one field of study, whatever it may be. And that really amazes me now, because I think, you know, I know myself with studying the paranormal, there's been times, I know, Doug, we've both been in this position where we've gotten to some points where we're like, you know, oh boy, you know, I'm kind of in one of them dark spots right now where, you know, it's hard to be inspired. It's hard to really get going on this stuff. You know, and I find, you know, I see people that really have, you know, spent like decades doing this stuff, and I'm completely in awe, because we've talked to a lot of these people on the show, and their enthusiasm is just absolutely astounding to see, you know, how you know, the knowledge they have backed with the enthusiasm that they still have, right? It's amazing to me to see that, and Hans Holzer is a living, breathing example of that. So, again, I can't say enough good things about Hans, and we wish, you know, rest in peace, Hans Holzer. Dougie.
I absolutely agree.
We got a couple minutes before we go to break. Quick review of what we're going to be doing tonight here. We're going to be talking to Brian here in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the Ohio Paranormal Convention, which is going to be coming up here. That's going to be coming up. Let me pull my list here because I have the memory of a goldfish anymore. Everybody knows that. Boy. OhioCon 2009. I call it the Ohio Paranormal Convention. That's going to be August 14th through August 16th in Dayton, Ohio. We're going to be going to Dayton, Ohio a few times this year in our travels. And this is one we met Brian at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention last year. And we had a conversation with him and had some laughs, and he invited us out to OhioCon 2009. So we're totally excited to talk to him about that, and it's going to be a really good time. We're going to hear a lot of details on that. And we're going to be tackling something tonight, too, that I think is really – it's something new for us. And I've had email after email after email on this subject, and it's doppelgangers. Okay, I've had a lot of people ask us about this, and I finally found someone that would agree to come on here and talk about this. And we're going to discuss what a doppelganger is, but there's a lot more to it than just the traditional definitions. Just judging by the material this young lady sent over to me for show notes tonight, we're going to be getting into a lot of stuff with that. It's a new subject. It's something different, so I think you guys are going to really enjoy that. Any other things going on in Indiana, Doug?
No, other than we're about to hit the road again. We did have to stop for petrol, and
the wings are on their third overtime.
What was that?
The wings are on their third overtime.
Oh, yeah. What's the score, by the way? I heard they were not doing too well.
It's 3-3.
Right, it's tied up right now, and they're in third overtime?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, that means it's going to be sudden death. No matter how many overtimes they got to play, it's sudden death, right? Because this is a playoff game.
Okay, so yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Bonnie, you'll be giving us updates throughout the show if the game's still going on.
Oh yeah, because I'll be getting texts.
Well, we'll see how the wings pan out. We'll see how all kinds of things pan out here. It's going to be a fun night. Also, yeah, another thing, too, I'm going to do another giveaway tonight, too. We still have a few more copies of EVP. We've given away a bunch of these things. EVP, Post-Mortem Canticles of Necromancy, which is some really interesting stuff. We play excerpts from it throughout the show on some weeks for bump music and whatnot. And Scorpios from EVP sent us a box of these CDs. And sometime tonight during the show, I think you guys know the drill. This is only for the live listeners, too. People that are listening live or people that are in the chat room throughout the night or whatever it may be. This is only if you listen to the show live. So if you're listening to this thing in podcast, you're missing out because you're missing out on possibly getting some free stuff. You guys know the name of the game with that. When I drop the hint that you need to send an email into me, not right now. Don't do it right now because you won't win. I'll let you know sometime throughout the show tonight. That it's time to start sending the emails in. First email gets the prize. Postage is on us, all that fun stuff. EVP, Post-Mortem Canticles of Necromancy. So definitely check that out. I think we're going to take a break here. I think it's time for that. It's going to be a fun night. I'm here by myself in the studio. It's different. I haven't done this in a while like this. I can't remember the last time that I actually was here by myself doing the show. But Doug and Bonnie, you guys are co-piloting still. You're here. You guys are definitely here, so I think it's going to be a fun show. So on that,
I think you're doing a fantastic job, Scott.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I've already answered the phone one time during the show, so yeah, let's see what else.
Oh, it happens.
Let's see what other goofy things can happen. But yeah, let's take a quick break here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll see you guys here on the other side of the break.
Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that you will only get better.
Hey, it's Wolfman Mac. Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies. And you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. But it's at Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. Bye.
Bizarre world of the paranormal. Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Well then, you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 1,200 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day at www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
This is an EVP. This is an EVP. These were recorded by the Long Island Ghost Hunting Team. Light. To hear more, come listen to Light Paranormal Radio. Go to lightparanormal.com and subscribe to us in iTunes.
No, I heard a woman's voice.
You heard a woman's voice?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sound like hello.
Yay! I am back, because I am back!
I'm not!
I am back! I am Scott L., and who else is on the phone right now, besides the guest? Who else is on the phone?
You've got Doug, also from Ghostly Talk, but I'm playing hooky. Well, not completely playing hooky tonight, because I am dialed in to the show, but... Oh yes, it appears that our co-host Seth has dropped the line. It appears.
Oh, she has. What happened to Bonnie? She's not on the she's not on the board right now. What's going on?
She accidentally hit the wrong button.
Well, piss off, Bonnie. We don't need you anyways. Fine. What else?
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, you're taking some flack now, Bon. She says that's nothing
big. I'll patch her in the next break. How's that sound? We'll get her back on right now. But we got to talk about. We got to get on top of this thing because check this out. Ohio has long been known for many moments in American history, and now it's about time Ohio stepped headlong into the paranormal convention circuit. Southern Ohio paranormal research, along with Central Ohioans researching unexplained paranormal things, Central Ohio Paranormal Society, all these wonderful groups will be working to bring you one of the most diverse guest lists in the paranormal, and I am talking about none other than OhioCon 2009, and we actually have on the line, live here, the breathing in the flesh, Mr. Brian Klein, who is one of the coordinators of the conference. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Glad to be on.
Yeah, let's see how you are after we're done here at 7 o'clock. We'll see how happy you are then. No, this is going to be, like I said in the last half hour, we met you officially, I think, you know, in person at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. We were all out doing what we normally do at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, which is smoking outside, hanging out, and all that fun stuff. And we got to chatting with you, and you asked us if we'd be interested in coming down to OhioCon 2009, of which we were like, yes, let's definitely do this thing. Let's make it happen. So you were nice enough to put us on the list there. And this is what's the date? I think I mentioned this in the last half hour. But what's the dates on this? When's it happening again?
It's going to take place August 14th through 16th at Dayton Terror Arena.
This is the one thing I want to point out. You said arena. How big is this place, actually?
Well, the arena is made up of many different buildings. It's actually, I believe, about 600,000 square foot under roof. And they have 4,000 parking spaces. So, I mean, we can handle as many people as wants to come. Mm-hmm. We're only in two areas of the arena. Mm-hmm. So they do have a larger arena where they do hockey games and monster truck shows, concerts.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
They do monster truck shows there, huh?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I got a thing for monster trucks, so I like to hear that. That's cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No problem.
No, it sounds like it's going to, I mean... I saw arena and I was like, wow, this is going to be just a huge, huge thing. This is going to be totally cool. And there's going to be a lot of guests, like with most conferences, there's going to be a lot of cool guests. Who's going to be speaking this year?
Well, we keep adding more. So far, at last count, we're up to 17 guest speakers. So far, we have Keith Age from Mid-South Paranormal Convention and Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. Bob Honeycutt is going to be there. Ohio's own Larry Copeland, he's an intuitive medium, is going to be there.
Okay.
John Kachuba, he's a paranormal author from Ohio, and
yeah.
I met him, and he's
yeah.
a great guy.
John is
he's
awesome.
He's going to be there.
We've had him on the
yeah.
show a couple of times, and we've actually got to meet John, and he is a super, super cool guy.
Yeah, I went to a Halloween party, and, you know, it was just super cool to meet him and, you know, meet everyone else that he invited and just be able to, you know, just kind of hang out with them. And we've got Ree Sadler from Maryland. She's a paranormal author. We have Dark Figure Productions, who is a paranormal production company who do paranormal documentaries, kind of like on the Discovery side, tell about the history, and then they do recreations of, like, historical events that were part of the haunting or something like that.
Uh-huh.
We have Andrew Beckham from SPI, and the SPI girls are going to be there. Brian D. Parsons, he's going to be talking about cryptozoology, and he's from Ohio Paranormal Investigators Network. We have Sean Feeney, who's going to be talking about ufology.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Dedman from the American Paranormal Group.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Brown, she's a paranormal author. Phil Thomas, who's from Roseville Paranormal Group here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Walk Productions, they do paranormal-based stories and films, and they're based out of Northern Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We have Earl Benezet, he's a ufologist. And we also have John Sable. John Sable is a paranormal anthropologist and archaeologist. He basically searches for ghosts with an archaeology mind. So we got a diverse group of people.
You said paranormal archaeologist, and I that kind of made my antlers pop up. You said, and I don't know how much you know on this, but he researched ghosts from an archaeological standpoint, correct?
Yes, he's a cultural anthropologist, historical archaeologist, actor, and ghost excavator, according to his bio. And this is the first I've ever heard of something like this. And when he contacted me to be part of the convention, I was ecstatic that this is something that I've never heard of, but I think is, you know, right on the edge of something I think is really cool and unique.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, Doug. You remember, you know, we've talked about Egypt and, you know, the Great Pyramids and all that stuff a lot. And I've often, you know, I never hear too many people, and, you know, I've heard, you know, a lot of stories from people that have been there that, you know, they've visited the Great Pyramids, for example, and they said there's a lot of weird stuff. And I don't mean to use the term weird, but you'll see a lot of groups coming there and they'll start doing strange stuff in the pyramid, like, you know, having rituals and whatnot. And you know, that's all cool, but I never really have heard anybody really come out and go, you know, I went out to the Great Pyramids to ghost hunt, right? I wanted to go out there and see if I could, you know, get any type of evidence out there of paranormal activity, which it seems like to me that's just it's a given. I mean, just the history of that place, which as we know is just insane, and a lot of the deaths that have been, you know, they say may have happened in building these pyramids, it seems like that place would be riddled with ghosts. And it seems like, you know, I mean, it may tie along with what John Sable's doing with this paranormal type of, you know, paranormal archaeology. It seems like that Egypt, especially the Great Pyramid specifically, will be riddled with spirits and things that you could look at or try to get evidence on.
Yeah, he's what he's doing, he's writing a couple books. One's called Bodies of Substance, Fragments of Memories, and Archaeological Sensitivity to Ghostly Presence. And then there's Phantom Gettysburg, Alternative Histories on a Civil War Battlefield, and then Ghost Speak, Communicating with a Haunting Presence. So it seems like he jumps, you know, the gamut on all these areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading, I didn't even realize this. He's been in 25 films, and some of them include some of my favorites. One of License to Kill, the James Bond movie, and he was also in Rambo 2. And it's like, holy crap, he's going to be at our, you know, our event. And, you know, it just the outpouring of support from these guests is still mind-blowing.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, about this. I mean, this is your first – is this your first conference you guys are putting on?
This is our first conference that we'll be putting on. We've been to several others. And we just felt that, you know, because a lot of groups come to Ohio and there's a lot of great history and haunted history in Ohio, we wanted to be able to bring something like that to Ohio instead of having, you know, driving 4 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. You know, Ohio is very central to a lot of people, so.
Yeah, that's what Ghostly, Ghostly Talk is. We're the ones that drive for. Yeah, that's what we do all the time. So, yeah, Dayton is only about what, Doug? About 3 hours from where we're at, I think. I think we lost Doug.
I think so.
Doug, yeah, we lost everybody. Oh, my God. They're all gone, Brian. It's just you and I. I think we're alone now.
Oh.
Wow. Well, no, yeah, I believe Dayton is only about 3 hours from us, so it is going to be one of the shorter things. I know this year, what we said with our because the last three years with our traveling, we've been just, you know, we've been rocking it here. We've been traveling so much, and you know, this year we decided, look, we're gonna still, you know, keep the workload. But we didn't want to travel as much this year, so we kind of pulled back a little bit on the thousands of miles we would drive every year to get to these conferences. And that's why when we talked to you about the OhioCon 2009, we were really excited because it's kind of close to us, you know.
Yeah, you know it. And when I saw that you guys were in Michigan, I was like, oh, this is going to be, you know, great for you guys. You know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump for you guys in Michigan and Indiana and all that. So it'll be great to have you guys there and actually see you guys again. Cause I think, when I saw you guys there, I was actually on my way. I was actually leaving the event. Mm-hmm. And I think, trying to figure out cause Saturday night was kind of a blur.
Oh, you're talking about the Mid-South?
Yes.
Yeah. That whole weekend was kind of a blur. Yeah, well, yeah, and we talked about, yeah, I know we talked it over and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a far hike. That's a hike for us even. I'm Louisville. I mean, even though we have so many friends in Louisville, and they're so good to us down there every year when we go down to the Mid-South. And, you know, for example, Bobby Tingle, one of the Louisville Ghost Hunting Society people down there, is a dear friend of ours, and he's the one that actually shot our new promo photos for the radio show, too. So that just shows you how cool they are with us, and that Bobby drove all the way up here for us to do photos for one weekend. So, you know, those guys are great down there, and they always put on a great conference. And I think, you know, again, Ohio, you know, there hasn't been too many things going on in Ohio, so I'm glad to see you guys kind of took the reins there and decided to do this thing.
Yeah, there's another event that's actually coming up at the end of the month. And that it's a shameless plug because myself and our founder, we're going to be there. The creators of WISP, the Women's International Study of the Paranormal, will be doing. I think you guys are going to be there.
We're going to be there also. Yep, that's the last weekend of May, and that's going to be we're going to be talking to actually Jackie's going to be coming on the show to talk about that next couple weeks or something like that. But that's going to be the weekend of. The end of May for the 29th, 30th, and 31st, we're actually going to be coming. There's another conference going on too, now Ohio has like 30 conferences going on in a couple of months. But PCON's going on also. The Prodigy Paranormal Group, who are really good friends of ours, they invited us out to PCON, and this is going to be like a new experience for Ghostly Talk because what we're doing is we're going to go down to PCON Friday night. And go to the meet and greet there, and then Saturday we have to speak at the conference for the PCON people, which is going to be, ironically enough, it's going to be in Dayton also. They're doing theirs in Dayton too. And we're going to speak there, and then we're going to pack the gear up and then shoot across the state over to Mansfield and hopefully get there sometime, I think, in the evening to do the ghost hunt Saturday night with the WISP people out there. And then Sunday we speak for the WISP people and do our thing, and then we go home. So needless to say, we're going to be pretty cooked. But, yeah, you're going to be in Mansfield too, Brian?
Yeah, Beth Corey, she contacted us, and they I have to give a shout-out to them because they offered us booth space to promote the convention. And so something that we're going to be doing for the people who come to WISP, if they come to our table and they buy tickets, we're going to give them an event discount.
Oh, really?
So, yes. So if you come to our table and you buy tickets that weekend, you'll be able to get a discount on your tickets. And that way we want as many people to go to WISP, and we want people to know about Ohio Paracon as well. So, we're into helping people in the paranormal, and this is our one way of giving back, you know?
No, yeah. And, you know, this, and I think in, the field, the way the state of the you know, and this is going to be more opinionated, but the state of the field, the way it is right now, I mean, and Doug and I talk about this all the time every week on the show here, there's just so much, you know, a lot of back and forth and a lot of, you know, people just slamming each other and stuff like that. It's always great. That's why we love going to conferences. And we go to as many as we can every year because it's a good chance for us all to get together and kind of hang out and talk and actually talk as people, not screen names or, you know, account names or whatever it is. And you always find, you know, things are much more cool when you're talking on a personal level. That's why I love going to conferences.
Yeah, it's you know, every convention I've gone to, no matter who I've talked to, it's almost like a, I guess you could say like a brotherhood almost. You immediately you go into great conversation about anything, and you learn so much from anyone that's there. And that's what we like, especially about Mid-South. And we kind of looked at that and we're like, you know, something like that workup would work really well up here. You know, we want to, you know, have an open forum. And but we did put a little twist on it. Friday night, I know Mid-South has a kickoff party. Well, we're going to have a kickoff party, but we're going to have three local bands.
Really?
On Friday night.
It better be metal. You got a metal band in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, really? What's their name?
The Machine.
The Machine. Okay, cool.
The Machine. They're from Dayton. We also have, we have so much stuff going on. I couldn't even write it down on paper. I'm going back and forth to, like, forum posts. The other two, one is going to be the Lonesome Tumblers. Mm-hmm. And they're from Dayton, and I believe that they're more like an eclectic folk jazz experimental Dayton band. And then another one that we're hoping for is a group called Goody Two Shoes. All groups, you know, I've listened to all three of them, and they're really good groups. And so I'm very excited. And the cool thing about it is, and I have to give shout outs to every single guest and like entertainer that's going to be there. They're doing this all for free.
Oh wow!
We have 17 speakers, and we have three bands. They're not charging us one red dime. So all the money that we get in, one goes to pay for the venue, and then the rest is going to the Ohio Historical Society, which is the recipient of 100% of the remaining funds from the event. We're not making any money off of this. We're basically turning that over to basically the state of Ohio, saying,
oh,
here.
Wow. So
keep our historical, you know, buildings open, and you know, for people to learn and all that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I mean, as we both know, Brian, and I found over the last couple of years, there is a bigger party atmosphere at these conventions, which I think is a lot of fun. I mean, you want to go there and have a good time and meet new people.
Yep.
But really what I come there to is to exchange ideas with a lot of people. I mean, even other radio shows, we always bump into other, you know, people that are doing radio shows and stuff like that. And I always get a kick out of that because we kind of get to bump heads and go, well, how are you doing that thing? How are you doing this? You know, what's your approach, right? To which we kind of exchange ideas and hopefully improve each other's shows through doing that. So even on our, you know, in our arena, so to say, for lack of a better term, it's always cool to talk to other, you know, ghost hunting, paranormal type shows, because we're all doing it independently too, and the majority of us are doing it for completely free also, Brian. So it's cool to exchange ideas, you know, just in that aspect too.
Yeah, it's a relief that, you know, because we have a passion for this, and every person that we brought on, you know, for guests and media, you know, partners and all that are all doing this because of one thing. There's a passion for it, and they want to get the word out about, you know, just, you know, the whole field. And so, you know, it's an exciting time for us, and it's great.
This time of the year too. And I mean, how do you say? This time of the year, I think, you know, Doug and I, well, the reason Doug and I started this show up years ago was just simply that. In the middle of the winter here in Michigan, we couldn't really go out and do too much ghost hunting, especially outside, obviously, because it was just way too cold, right?
Right.
And I'm finding this time of the year now, even though I do see conferences going on, you know, in the wintertime and stuff like that, usually this time around May for like the last 3-4 years for us has been, okay, it's conference season, time, you know, hit the road, we're on the road again. And usually conference season for us lasts all the way to the end of October of the year, and then we kind of take a few months off and get our bearings back, spend time with our families and stuff like that. It's also ghost hunting season in our opinion, you know, so that whole thing, we got, you know, we're back doing, you know, outside doing this stuff. I mean, it's the whole revitalization of life, I guess, and we're out there and we're going to be in Ohio with you guys, and, you know, there's other ones going on too, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing that with you guys. Anything else going on? Anything else you want to mention about the conference?
Well, we have an investigation going on Friday and Saturday night at a local company. They are opening their doors for us. It's an old building. It's been around for about 200 years. It's called Dave Services, and we'll be having two nights of investigations, and you can buy tickets online or at the door. Again, the proceeds from the tickets will go to help, you know, the Ohio Historical Society. But from the stories that we've heard about this place, they've heard voices, they've seen, like, uniforms in the uniform room just, like, start swinging back and forth like someone has just ran their hand down it as they walk by. So it's going to be exciting to get out there and see that. We're actually going out there in July to do a pre-convention investigation to get familiar with the location. But, I mean, we're looking forward to it. We have vendors lined up. We have groups that are going to be setting up tables. We have groups that are just very excited about it. And I can't wait for it to be here because then that stress will be off of me and then it'd just be, planning 2010's event. But,
it all starts over again. Well, I know.
Exactly.
For example, with the Mid-South, you know, we've been going to their conference for a number of years now. And like I said, we're all good friends with those guys. And usually come Sunday, you know, we're all packing our stuff up, you know, to get ourselves back home and back to work on Monday. You know, I always go to the people and I say, you know, okay, well, it's time to start planning for the next year now. The work doesn't end. It isn't over. We got to get ready for next year now, you know?
Yeah. You know, but, you know, it's actually been, you know, great to, you know, to do this because I've talked to some really great groups who have said that, that they've been wanting something like this for the longest time. And so, you know, fulfilling a need and, that, you know, our group, we love working with other teams and, you know, this is going to be just amazing for us because there'll be so many people there that will hopefully, you know, network and, you know, we'll form more friendships in the field and be able to, you know, to go forward with, you know, more knowledge than what we had before.
And that's what it comes down to. That's the whole point, I think, of a lot, you know, I think all these conferences really is to bring people together. You know, I know the Internet's a wonderful thing. Ghostly Talk wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the Internet. I acknowledge that the Internet is really cool, right? But I think to really get out there and meet people in the flesh and exchange ideas, looking each other in the eye, there's just something about that that makes it just much more cool, and you get a lot more out of a learning experience, you know, besides going on the Internet. Even though I don't want to slam on the Internet. I'm trying to be fair about it, but just getting out there and seeing people personally and meeting people, maybe having a drink with them. Why not? You know, hanging out, having fun. There's really there's so much more to that. I can't say enough about, you know, how cool that really is. So I think it's going to be great. I think I'm looking forward to it. What's the website also? We didn't even mention the website yet, Brian. What's wrong with us, man? What is the website people can visit?
The website is ohioparacon.com. That's OhioParacon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all the updates. We have if you're needing a hotel in the area, we have a great rate with Holiday Inn Dayton North. $79 a night for standard room or $109 for a suite.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a shuttle to and from the venue that's free.
Really?
So you go to the hotel, you need a ride to Hare Arena. Hare Arena is 3 miles up the road. They'll give you the shuttle to and from free. Or within a 6 mile radius around Dayton, they'll take you anywhere within a 6 mile radius of Dayton.
Oh, wow. That'll make it a lot easier. I know some people, they have issues with that, so I think that's going to be something else that's going to help people out a lot to get back and forth. So shuttle service, you couldn't ask for more, I don't think. I mean, this is going to be a great lineup, and there's going to be music. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff, a lot of great speakers, new people that I have not got to hear speak. And believe me, I'm one of those people that you know, we tape the speakers, you know, as you guys know out there, listen to this show. We tape the speakers. We're going to be doing the same thing for you guys over there at OhioCon 2009. And I get to listen to these people. I actually had the pleasure of cutting this stuff up, so I get to listen to it again. I get to learn a lot from these people. So I'm there with everybody else. So is Doug. So is Bonnie. They're not here right now. We're going to find out about that in a minute. But they're going to definitely be at OhioCon 2009. Brian, hang on the line for 1 second. We got to go to break, man. It's almost 7 o'clock. I can't thank you enough for joining us, though, and we're going to definitely have to do it again, Brian.
No problem.
Hang on for 1 second. Don't leave us just yet. I'm going to have to figure out what's going on here. We lost Doug. We lost Bonnie. I don't know where the hell everybody's at. Coming up, though, we're going to be talking to Tina Foster about doppelgangers. Something new for us here on the show. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to do the best we're going to do the best we can with it, but I hope we learn a lot about these things. It's definitely something I've wanted to check out here and learn more about on the show. Hope you guys enjoy that, too. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L., and I'm trying to get all these I'm doing this all myself tonight. I hope I'm doing okay. Chat room, am I doing okay? You know, fire emails. Let me know if I'm sucking. I hope I'm not sucking. We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.